we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. I hope you are having a marvelous day. You know what? Life's too short to go through it miserable. You might as well have a great time enjoying the adventure that God has brought your way. It's a great thing to be a child of the living God, and we are so grateful. My name's Bob Arthurs. I don't know if I've said that yet today. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Been bringing you the Refresh Radio broadcast now for about 3.5 years, and thankful to spend a half hour with you Monday through Friday right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, as well as 1510 AM WWBC, and I believe it's FM 100.7 in my neck of the woods. Anyway, you get WWBC there. And so we would like to thank you for joining us today. God is good. He is on the throne. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of people over the past few months and that have had loved ones that were in life and death situations, and they recounted some of their prayer times, both of them independent of one another, one here in Florida, one elsewhere. And, you know, both of them said something very similar, even though the relationships were different. One was a parent-child situation. One was a husband and a wife. And but both of them, in both of their prayer times, God reminded them that he had a relationship with the people that they loved before they had a relationship with those people, and that he was in control. And they could trust him as they were walking through that process. And so I don't know if someone today is walking through a very lonely path, whatever it might be. But I want you to know that God loves you. As we said on a program last week, he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He knew the plans he had for you, the purpose that he had for you, the time that he had for you, the place that he had for you. He knows all there is about you. He's got you. And everything that relates to you, he has still got under his control. So just wanted to share that with you a little bit today, in case that is a blessing to someone who may be listening. Want to say thank you this fine Monday to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. If you are in need, or you think you may need, of air conditioning or heater or electrical repair anywhere here in Brevard County, you can give them a call at that number, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and it would be a great blessing to us. I want to say, to remind you that it's just a couple of weeks until we have our kids convention that is coming up. The Lusher family is going to be with us. Kids Turn Ministries. They travel exclusively doing kids conventions around the country. And they've got so many different churches that literally they have to work on a cycle because they are so good. In fact, at our national convention, this was several years ago, they did the children's ministry. It's the largest conference that we have. It happens every 2 years. They were asked to do the kids ministry program at General Council while the adult program was going on. They do kids camps every summer and wherever the door opens. They're going to be with us on March 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. I encourage you, if you can come and be a part of that, that you would avail yourself of it for your kids. It is one of the best attended events that we have all year, and we just think highly of it. They preach the gospel. They have a great time. Lots of energy, lots of technology. It's going to be great. And so I encourage you to come and be a part of that March 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th at 6:30 p.m. every night. So with that being said, just a couple of announcements to bring you up to speed on, and that is Sunday night, March the 5th, will be our annual business meeting. So we will not have our typical Sunday night service. We encourage our members to attend. We're going to be celebrating God's goodness over the last, in 2016, and casting vision for 2017. So that's what we have coming up this coming Sunday night. Encourage you to be a part of that. And so I'm going to be taking part in a pastor summit today, and really looking forward to what God does for me and in me. And very, very grateful for the fact that God loves me and that he never gave up on me. I don't know if you've ever had people give up on you or not. I have. And it's a lot better when God doesn't give up on you. I can tell you that for sure. We have been talking about for a number of days now declarations that Pastor Craig Groeschel out of Life Church in Oklahoma has put together. And I want to take you today to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. When I was in Bible college a long, long time ago, somebody was talking to some of the kids the other day, and they said, you remember how when you read in the history books, this is one of the parents, you remember where you talked about or where you learn about dirt and how old that was and all that? It's Pastor Bob was an eyewitness to that event, and they haven't been seen in a couple of weeks now, but I'm pretty sure my alibi holds. Just kidding. Back in Bible college, 1 Peter 2:9 was our theme verse. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. This isn't on his declaration page that he speaks over his life every day. Remember, these are declarations that are true for the children of God, not just because the words cross your lips. You know, I could tell you that I have a title and a position, but if I actually didn't have that title and position, my declaration of such means absolutely nothing. And so I am thankful that God has chosen us as his royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, that we are privileged to proclaim the praises of God who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a great, great privilege. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2, a little bit later in the verse, says this, verse number 23, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, I want you to know that that passage, by his stripes you were healed, is a slight deviation from Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 9. There it says, by his stripes you are healed. The perspective is, and the reason for the verb change has everything to do with the reality of the cross. The Assemblies of God has four cardinal doctrines. We believe that Jesus Christ is Savior, that he's healer, he's the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and he's our soon coming King. Those four truths are the central focus of who we are. And we mean them in the fullest extent. We believe in healing. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Hebrews chapter 13:8. And he was healer when he walked the earth, and he was healer in the Old Testament, and he is healer now. He will be healer in all of eternity to such an extent that there is no sickness or disease to be found anywhere in heaven, and we will be forever with him where he is at. I can trust him for my health. And there gets to be a lot of, how do I want to put this? There gets to be a lot of confusion whenever you start talking about healing. Let me tell you, if you look at me physically, you will find that I'm missing a finger. I'm had an accident when I was 11 and ended up losing a finger as a result of that accident. The devil took advantage of me positioning myself where I was not supposed to be. And I don't want to position myself where the devil can do me harm anymore. But the fact is, we live in a world that's ever since Adam and Eve sinned, sickness came as a result of that. And I know that there are some people that believe that you will never get sick if you're a child of God, but every person in the Bible, with the exception of Elijah, and have died. They died. Elijah had a special chariot escort off of this earth, and so he didn't pass through the death process. But everybody else died. It said of Elisha that the king came to him while he was suffering from the sickness that he ended up dying as a result of. I'm not here to tell you that sickness will not touch your body. What I am here to tell you is that Jesus is your healer. And the reason that we can claim that healing, the reason that we can declare that healing, is because by his stripes we are healed. As we look forward, we were healed because of what we are able to see took place. You see, in Isaiah chapter 53, salvation, forgiveness of sins, and healing from sickness, they are inextricably linked. They are connected together. It is not an either-or process. It is a both-and process. I've said it before, and I will say it again, that when Jesus was walking the earth, people had no problem believing that he healed of sickness and disease. It was pretty hard to deny blind people that had been born that way or been that way for several decades, and all of a sudden they were able to see, and deaf people were able to hear. People who had been born lame were able to walk, and people were healed of all manner of afflictions and diseases. People raised from the dead over and over again. There were at least three other people who were raised from the dead. There was Jairus' daughter. There was the widow whose son was being carried throughout the towns who had perished. And then there was Lazarus. There are people that Jesus raised from the dead. That ministry continued in the book of Acts through the disciples. And I can tell you from people that I've encountered that Jesus is still the healer. In every service, we pray for healing to take place because of who Jesus is. It everything here in 1 Peter chapter 2, it describes the ministry of Jesus. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he committed himself to who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. I want you to see that the healing process is for the purpose of living for righteousness. I've said before, let me finish the thought on the fact that in biblical times, people believed that he healed. Where they struggled was the concept that he could forgive of sins. They considered that blasphemous when he declared forgiveness for sins. You fast forward now to 2017, and you will find that people now have no problem believing that Jesus can forgive their sins, but there are many people who struggle with the concept that he can heal their broken bodies. And so my wife works in the healthcare professional. I tell people that if you look at the roles of some of the Levitical priests, whenever there was a malady that attacked them physically, they were supposed to go and show themselves to the priest, who would declare them clean or unclean, and they would say whether they could be isolated or could rejoin the community. In many roles, they fulfilled, or in some of those roles, they fulfilled what would be assigned to the role of a physician now. And so I have no problem. In fact, when Jesus healed the lepers, he sent them and he said, go show yourself to the priest. See, I have no problem with the medical community authenticating the work of God. So I was hearing a conversation recently, someone where the medical community was basically saying their hands were pretty much tied, and the person was praying, and God said, look, whatever I do in this process, I am going to do with or without the medical community's help, and I alone will be the one that gets the glory for it. And so that was somewhat comforting to the family. He said, because if they live and the medical community isn't doing anything, then they can't take any credit for it. And what this person said was that as God spoke to them, it said, if I have decided that this is the time for them to come and be with me for all of eternity, there is not anything that the medical community that is going to be able to do that is going to prolong that event. When I decide that her mansion is ready and ready for her, she will come and spend eternity with me. So my thing with healing is that I believe in it. I've experienced it. I have prayed for people and seen God do great and mighty things. In fact, if you turn back to James chapter 5, which is just a few pages back to the left, it says in verse number 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Okay? Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. And so there's a process in place. There is instructions in the Word of God of what we are supposed to do. And that is, if there's anybody sick, that they are supposed to call and we're supposed to lay hands on them, anoint them with oil, pray the prayer of faith, and it is the Lord who is responsible for raising them up. I will not sit here and tell you that every person that I've ever prayed for has been healed in the manner in which I prayed for them. There have been a lot of prayers that I have prayed that have been answered in a manner that I was not praying for them to receive. And one of those is very, very dear to my heart. Actually, there's a couple of them, three or four of them, that are very dear to my heart. And they haven't received the healings yet that I would care for. I want them healed. And during one of those crisis moments, there were some medical procedures that were taking place that are pretty much irreversible, shall we say. And I was struggling, and I said, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at the Word of God, and I'm going to evaluate everything I believe about this divine healing. And so I went back and I looked at the scriptures, and I read the promises, and I concluded that he is still our healer. Even when I do not understand, I believe that he has paid the price for our healing. And the truth of the matter is, that death cannot maintain a grasp on the eternity of the children of God. And so our mortal body will put on immortality, our corruptible body will put on incorruptibility. And so I want you to know that I pray for everybody. I don't pray, God, if it's your will. I pray the prayer of faith. God, your word says you healed of fevers and you raised people from the dead and everything in between. You healed them of their, there were times when, in God's word, where entire villages were healed. You know, we get so excited if we hear of one person getting healed. But I remember in the scriptures, it said that because of their lack of faith, he could not do many miracles there except for heal a few sick folk. And so I think that we have lowered our expectation to some degree, to where we are now amazed if anybody does get healed. And the scripture says that it was a lack of faith that prevented more people from getting healed. Do you know there's a scripture that says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That's one of those questions that we can definitively answer without reservation. As long as I'm here, he will find faith. He will find faith to save. He will find faith to heal. And so I encourage you today that whether it is a new condition, whether it is a chronic condition, whether there is a medical treatment for it or whether there is no medical treatment for it, I want to encourage you today to believe that Jesus is your healer. We have a lady in our church who was literally flattened on her back, completely incapacitated by sickness and disease. And she began to play healing scriptures in the room. And little by little, functionality returned to her body. This has been a work in progress now for a long, long time. Is she still completely sound in body? Not yet, but we continue to believe. But I can tell you this, she's a lot healthier than she was when we first started praying the prayer of faith for her. God has done an amazing, amazing work in her body. And so I think that we should celebrate the fact that by his stripes, we were healed. James chapter 5, which we just read, also has an interesting element there, and it says in verse number 6, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. There are some people that say, well, you know, it must be because of sin in your life. I don't necessarily believe that that is the case. I believe it can be the case on some levels. You know, if you, some sicknesses and diseases are self-inflicted. We end up abusing the body that we have been given. And so there can be some, the best thing to do is if you have done some of those things is repent of them. But it says here to pray for one another. And I will just share with you just an observation that I have seen through the years. And that is, I have seen people who prayed for other people to be healed, who while they were praying for that person to be healed, they got the healing that they needed in their body as well. So I want to encourage you today, do not let affliction or sickness or disease, do not let that cause you to become a world unto yourself. But instead, allow that season, you know, that the Bible calls light and momentary afflictions. Paul, it said that he besought the Lord multiple times for a thorn in the flesh to be removed from him. And the answer was, my grace is sufficient for you. But it didn't stop him from ministering. And so I want to encourage you today to lift up your eyes and say, God, I declare that you are my healer. I declare that you are the healer of my wife. I declare that you are the healer of my children. I declare that you are the healer of those who are afflicted in body at Merritt Assembly of God. God, I thank you today that you are the healer of those that we are praying for as well. So just begin to continue to step out, to pray for others who are in need. Now, I want to share one more thing, and that is God's healing is not on a rationing system. When Jesus came and ministered to the man at the pool of Bethesda, he had been there a long, long time, and Jesus said, do you want to get well? And he said, I don't have anybody to put me in the water. It's only the first person who gets into the water when the angel stirs the water that gets healed in the first place. And I don't have anybody down to throw me in there. And Jesus ended up healing him. I want you to know that there is no longer any rationing system for healing like there was at Bethesda on that day. That it's not the sickest person. That person's not going to get your healing. I want you to believe today that God is big enough to be the healer of everybody who is battling affliction and disease. I will be the first to confess, I don't understand everything there is to know about healing. I will tell you that if God is big, if I can understand everything there is to know about God, then my God is too small. And so I've had surgeries where I've been healed. But let me tell you, I went in for a surgery here a year and a half ago. The MRI showed one thing. When they got in there, they found something different than what they went in. The part that they showed on the MRI that was damaged, the physician's assistant, when they were describing it, said, you know, that particular part looks absolutely perfect. And that was before they had done any surgery. That was just the pre-photo. They ended up finding some other things, and they fixed it, and they made my shoulder better than ever. I can see today because of a medical care. You know what? I really don't care what process God uses to heal me, as long as he's the one that's going to get the glory and the honor and the praise. And so I want to encourage you today, if you need healing in your life, let faith arise. Begin to pray. And like I say, we will continue to stand in faith with you. We count it a privilege when people ask us to join with them and pray for the healing of their loved ones. God, I pray that a wave of healing would break forth upon your body here in Brevard County. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.